Welcome to the Dream Huge Podcast, where we'll talk with real estate investors, entrepreneurs, business leaders, athletes, and more to inspire you with their success stories so you can work hard, never give up, and dream huge. And now, let's start the show.
Yo, what is up, everybody? Welcome to the Dream Huge Podcast, hosted by JP, John Pavlansky, JP for three. What's up, JP? Woo!
Excited for this one, Pete. I'm doing great, man. How are you doing?
Me too. Excellent, man. We got a really special guest. I'll get to it in 1 second. We got Mark Gray, slanging deals every day. What's up, Mark?
Not much, Pete. What's going on?
Nothing, man. Excited for this one. We got Biggie, the three-time champ. Is he hanging in the background?
He's here, but
Shout out, Biggie. And we got our very special guest today. Folks, we don't always talk real estate. We love talking with other movers, shakers, influencers, people who are out here dreaming huge. So today we have Kyle Perry. What's up, my man, Kyle?
Yeah, man, I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, man, thanks for coming on. Kyle, a little bit about Kyle. He is a Marine vet. Salute, sir. Thank you for your service. He is a social media influencer. He has actually lost over 100 pounds, believe it or not. And he's the founder of Perry's Powerhouse Fitness. So my man KP, Kyle Perry, tell us a little bit about yourself and what it is that you do, my man.
So pretty much I do mindset fitness and nutrition coaching. And my motto is making men and veterans strong again through sobriety or destroying their vices. Kind of go back and forth. Because most men and or veterans, they get lost in society. And most people use alcohol or food as a mental gateway to like ease their day, especially in America. I used to work for a foreign company and they would come over here and eat our food and talk about how big our portions were. We're so invested in the food world, just like everything has to be celebrated with nothing but hurting our bodies. And as soon as somebody comes on here like me motivated, it kind of offends people because like most people can't hear like, hey, you're eating too much, you're drinking for no reason. And what are you really celebrating? Because you haven't accomplished anything. So my overall mission is just to come on the internet and really wake up fathers or like I have a bad back from the military and I used to use that as an excuse all the time. So I just try to tell veterans like, you don't have to be overweight because you have injuries. Like it still has to do with the food you put in your mouth and the alcohol you consume. And I mean, I lived it like that a lot of my life. I was in the corporate world. I gained a lot of weight because I was very successful in the corporate world. And I thought I made it. And then one day that one of the biggest things that made me want to have a change is we were at Sam's Club and my daughter looked at the Fireball. She said, Daddy, that's your favorite drink. And that was one of the days I'm like, I'm never drinking again. Like my 6-year-old should not know what my favorite alcohol is because I celebrate so much. And what was I celebrating? Being overweight. And I had a good corporate job, but like that's nothing crazy. Anybody can do it with some hard work. So I'm just here to motivate some one other person just to start taking their life serious.
And you can hear the passion right out of the voice, man. I mean, you talk with it with passion. You can hear you going on a tangent already, man.
I just know how depressed I felt at that weight, and I didn't feel like I had a purpose. And I know a lot of men and veterans are out there struggling, thinking that they don't fit in or they're not living a life of purpose. And I'm just here to like, wait, even if I get 99 hate comments, but one person's life was changed that day, that's all worth it to me because the veteran suicide rate is outlandish and America does nothing for it. I didn't even do anything serious in the military, but I have a lot of friends that have either passed away, tried to kill themselves, or died in active duty. And then when they come back here, if they do survive, America treats them horrible. Like, I want to be a voice to be able to help more people, not just veterans, but that's a core fundamental of mine because I still have a lot of friends in. I see how people treat the people that make podcasts like this possible or the internet possible. The same people that they made the internet possible for are the same ones making fun of veterans when they're wounded and they take their own lives or they battle with, they go to prison or they're getting destroyed by vices. Like we need to start doing more positivity and holding more people accountable and tell them like, it's not okay to drink. It's not okay to be mediocre. And it's not okay to just live life basic from the core principles of how humans were created. We don't live like we're supposed to. And I know you've competed before. That's cool. Cause like as people get up in their like older in their age, past 30, people start to use an excuse. It's like, oh, I'm at a certain age, I don't need to work out anymore. And like, it's the furthest from the truth. Cause like we all know the older you get and the less movement you have, the earlier you die.
Yep. You need it more as you grow older. Absolutely. This is awesome stuff, Kyle. Very inspirational, very motivational. You and not only that, you practice what you preach. So you are just a great, amazing example for so many folks out there. So take me back to the day at Sam's Club with your daughter. And once that comment was made and that set in, how did your routine change? What did you do to begin on your journey of losing over 100 pounds? And what did your day-to-day routine look like?
So that was like already halfway into my journey. That's when I decided to get completely sober. I had already started. And the real big thing that happened is I got really drunk one night. And my wife found me on my basement steps. And I had thrown up. I'm a grown man throwing up on myself. And my best friend at 21 years old died of the same thing, but it was drugs. And I was the type of person like, oh, what I do is legal. It's not that big of a deal. But from that day, that's when I decided to go like completely sober. And there was one other incident where there was an altercation where I got into a physical altercation with a guy and I thought I really hurt him. And I'm like, this is the last bullet I'm dodging. Like, I'm done. And thank God nothing happened. He didn't press charges. And but that day at Sam's Club, that was the day when I'm like, I'm already getting in shape. I'm just going to cut alcohol out completely as well. And it's probably single-handedly the best decision. Like Justin knows, alcohol is fueled by everything in the military is alcohol. You'll get drunk till 4 a.m. and PT at 5. So it's like instilled in you, especially the Marine Corps, because they brag about being born in a bar. So you PT drunk, you go to lunch, you're still halfway hungover. You get off work and you start drinking again. And it's like 6-7 days a week. And I tried to leave for the military thinking I could escape up here, and you can't. I took Mansfield with me instead of, because I was like, I'm going to need to get out of here for us so I can stop getting in so much trouble. But until you internalize a change, it doesn't matter where you go. You are your environment. You are what you see. You are your daily lives. Like if you see doom and gloom, it's because doom and gloom's up here. If you see the negativity in the city, it's because the negativity's up here. Like I used to fall victim and get in fights all the time out here. Now that I flip the script in my head, I don't even notice if anyone's staring at me because I'm in my own world thinking about the next piece of content I'm going to make to motivate the next person.
Woo! Love it, baby. Love it. And you said it, you know, and it's crazy you said this. I wanted to touch on this. Well, alcohol, well, it's legal. So what I'm doing, I mean, it's almost like, no, it's fine. It's legal. Yeah, but I'm going to preface this. I like having a drink every now and then myself, but it is literal poison. And it is counterproductive. You're poisoning yourself, okay? Especially when you get drunk. Somebody
calls intoxicated when you get drunk. The word toxic's in the word.
Right. You're pouring poison into your body. You know what I mean? And it's like, dude, and I've noticed that too. When I've started to really take fitness seriously, it puts drinking way, way on a backseat. I have not been able to successfully quit altogether. But I still enjoy a glass of wine with my wife from time to time.
I think that's fine, too. Like when I preach sobriety, it's for myself because I have an addictive personality. I think there are tons of people that can lose weight and see great success by not cutting out everything completely. I just don't like the people that sit on the internet and make excuses. Like when they're like, oh, I'm overweight because of my back, or I'm overweight because I have kids, or I only do this because of that. Like that's when I'm like, that's not true. None of that's true because I have kids. People on here have kids. Everyone has kids. Everyone has bad backs. Justin's in the military. I'm sure his body hurt constantly. Like it's just, you're in constant pain. Like you're either going to be in constant pain in shape or constant pain with excuses. Well, you just got to pick.
At the end of the day, you have excuses or results. You cannot have both. Give me the results, baby.
1,000%. No, like people will come on and hate on people like us, right? But like if we're saying the same thing and we've never talked, like I've never had a conversation with you, but your mindset's kind of like mine and you're really successful in the real estate world. It goes to show that, oh, it might be the mindset. Like if they just, because people come on, they're like, oh, it's so corny to get a mentor. Like mentors are weak. This, it makes you look weak. Like, bro, you have a mentor right now. It's that friend that keeps telling you to drink that alcohol, to eat that fast food, to go do this, to ignore your wife, to start a fight with your family. That's your mentor. You didn't pay for it, but you have a mentor. You listen to your bum friends every single day of your life. That's the person you chose to have a mentor in your life. You still got a mentor. You just don't want to admit it. The wrong one.
That's a great point to make. I've never thought about it that way. Because these two guys right here in these two boxes are my biggest mentors, man. And you obviously see the things that they do, and I'm trying to follow right along, man. So
And you're super young, bro. Like, look, like, you're super young. Imagine 9 years when you're my age, like, how far advanced you'll be from where I'm at because you started so much earlier. Like, if you stayed on task right now, like, it'd be crazy.
Yeah. What do you think needs to change, Kyle? Because for me, like, when I see all these different things and how people act and live their daily lives, even from a young age, like, even high schoolers nowadays, for me, it's a lot of it's social media and what things are portrayed and what things they see on a daily basis scrolling on their phone. For you, what do you think it is that's keeping people in this negative mindset and keep them going down this path that is not leading to success and leading them to maybe a 9-to-5 and not enjoying their life?
I honestly think a lot of it's fear. Like, they're scared to do the thing that they want to do because they're scared of the judgment. Like, especially like me, I'm an influencer, right? So like a lot of people in my shoes, they put a fake guy talking about them on the other side of the phone. 95% of your people, they might see my video and be like, oh, that guy's kind of a douchebag, scroll. And then they forgot who I even am. So did it really matter what they said about me? They put too much emphasis on what people think, so they never go out and chase their dreams. And then how we fix it, I honestly don't think we can fix it as a whole. We just fix it person by person like I am. I make one better person in life. He might treat his wife better, his kids, and then he might treat his coworkers better. So now I change 100 lives off of one. We can't do it from the top down because if you try to attack the top, they're just going to – we've all seen it. Like what happened to Andrew Tate. I mean, he said some dumb stuff. But look, you make the wrong person mad up top, all your social media is a guy, and then you can't help nobody.
That's a great point. And I think it's incredibly inspiring. Like, we get it. The guys that are on this call get it. I think getting through to the people that don't is the hard part. Because fitness, business and chasing your dreams and chasing success – I mean, that's the best thing you can do in the one life you live, man. So, yeah, absolutely, absolutely love the stuff you're doing, man. It's incredibly inspiring, and it gives me goosebumps just hearing you talk, man. I want to run.
I get goosebumps when I talk about this stuff too, bro. I actually want to start a podcast where someone that's exactly the opposite of me, where I want to call it butting heads, and we talk about a topic, but we don't do it attacking each other because that's what I don't like about society right now. Let's say like we don't agree on something. We try to cancel each other. Like the only thing that hurts is the people underneath you. Let's say like we try to cancel Pete, right? Or we try to cancel Justin and we try to cancel Dream Huge altogether. Everybody that works for Dream Huge just because Justin said something crazy now has a potential to lose their job, which isn't fair to them. We need to get cancel culture away altogether. Like the only people we hurt at Bud Light by not agreeing to them is the bottom level people. The top people are just going to cut all the people below them. It's only going to hurt the real Americans that are out there working for the country. So like if we try to attack company per company, it'll never work. And we're only hurting people like us.
Yep.
And another great point. Another great point.
Yeah. And going back to the criticism thing too, where you talked about people are afraid to take risks, act out, speak out because they're afraid of being criticized. Well, you will know this, Kyle. The only people that criticize you are those less successful than you. You will rarely see folks more successful than you criticizing you because they're too busy creating their own success. They're too busy creating their own content to even think about criticizing others who are trying to be positive influencers.
I just said it on Kyle's podcast yesterday. You'll never hear a bodybuilder get mad at you for working out. You'll never hear a businessman get mad at you for starting a business. But what you will is the people that are working a 9-to-5 job tell you that you're stupid for trying to start that business. Or you'll never get to the point you want to be athletically or fitness wise or health wise. It's always the people that aren't doing it that are giving you the most criticisms.
And if they do criticize you, bro, it's constructive, not tearing you down. Like they'll give it to you in a positive light. Like I help other fitness business owners all the time and it might take food. Like if you guys watch my lives, I interview other fitness coaches all the time because what if I could save one more life because they don't like my aggressiveness, but they just like that coach I had on? There's one more person that got sober. There's one more person that treats their kids better now. Just because I brought him on, and I don't know, maybe they never would have. The thing is, they never would have signed up with me anyways because they didn't like my coaching to begin with because I was too aggressive. But now what this guy said or what one of you guys just said might have motivated them. Now they're like, oh, I want to change my life. Or like someone sees that I collab with you guys, they're like, oh, I want to get into real estate. Now this guy that would have worked until he was 90 years old might be able to retire at 60. Like, it's all about just collabing and putting in. Like, the universe pays you back in dividends if you invest into it long enough. The universe is just like a stock market. If you put enough good out there, more good comes back, but people expect it too fast. Like, I've been doing this stuff, bro, since 2016 when I was in the Marine Corps. I just slowly been trekking along, and like everyone from my city, like from Mansfield, was like, you need to stop screaming at your camera. Like, you're too aggressive. And like, the thing is, like, I'm aggressive in my short form content to get my point across, but I don't coach like that. And I don't do my long form podcast like that. I'm me on my podcast, but I can't be like that in a 15-second long clip because there's a million of people that do that. I got to say something offensive enough to catch your attention to where you follow me, and then you start changing your life. Because if I sit on camera and I'm like, hey guys, the way you lose weight is like, it's really just eating less and moving more and tracking your macros. There's 1,000 people saying that same thing, and I'll never make a difference, ever.
Yeah. Yeah, no, 100%. 100%. And I understand that with the content side of things, man. And I love your content, Kyle, man. I think I've told you that before. Because it catches your eye, and it truly does. You can tell that it inspires and helps people because you're pointing it out directly to them. You know, if you don't want to be overweight, then don't be overweight. And you say it with an aggressive manner that somebody on the other side of the phone is like, oh, okay. And they actually kind of take it constructively. So, yeah, man. So yeah, I've heard you mention Mansfield a couple times. I know you're getting ready to move, correct?
Yeah. I love this city, by the way. Like, I've donated to the police department. I've done as many things as I could do to help it out. It's just I don't even have any local clients here, so there's really no need for me to stay here anymore. Like, no one really likes personal development here. Mansfield only has 40,000 people. Miami has 1 million. It makes more sense to go somewhere where I can get more eyeballs.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about the nuts and bolts of your actual fitness coaching business. What does that look like? How much does it cost? How do I get signed up, et cetera?
So the way it works is Mindset Fitness Nutrition, and it's there's two different tiers. So I coach like mid-tier people, which is $299 a month, and it gets cheaper the more months you buy. And it focuses on mindset, and I peel your life apart like an onion. And then I'm going to go over my credentials really fast to show you guys why I charge that much. Because people will be like, well, that's kind of expensive. I'm a Marine Corps veteran. I've lost weight myself. I'm an ISSA master trainer, so I'm considered an expertise in my field. And I have a Six Sigma Black Belt, project manager, agile, scrum, human resourcing, and I was a plant manager for a lot of years. So I take all of that knowledge and I put it into a giant package online to peel your life apart like an onion and fix everything that you could possibly have wrong and put it back together. If you signed up for 3 months for me, it's $750. I guarantee you, if you took your bank account right now and looked at your monthly statement, you're blowing anywhere between $400 to $1,000 a month on vices. And if people don't believe me, they should open up their bank app. And every single person that told me they couldn't afford my coaching, I went through that with them. I was like, I would save you $400 a month by you paying me $750 for 3 months. Not only that, I'll improve your life, improve your health, and health is one of the best investments you can ever make because now you don't have to have as many hospital bills because we all know how expensive that is. Then my higher tier package, it's more monthly and it's more one-on-one and it's catered to like high-level CEOs or high-level business people that like if they paid me $750 and they make $10 million a year, it's not going to hold them accountable. So it's just a bigger package, like a higher ticket, and they get more one-on-one calls because if a millionaire gives me $299, that's like one of us giving one of you or you guys giving me 2 pennies. It doesn't do anything to them. So their ticket price is a little higher just so it holds them accountable. And I'll show them the price plan. Like my low tier plan is $299 a month. My high tier plan is $1,999 a month and it gets cheaper. I'll send that to the people that have more money. Like I have this really big real estate guy that I met at Boston Sit Down. And he paid $3,000 for 4 months and he's taken it absolutely serious. But I showed him my lower ticket package and he's like, I wouldn't even stay accountable on that. Like I spend more than that taking my guys out to lunch every day. So there's just different price points depending on how high level you are in your life, because sometimes the money part is what makes it. I used to charge $40 a month if anyone see my old business strategy around the billboards I used to do. And nobody would get good results because the same with Planet Fitness, they'll pay $10 a month to go. But they don't go, but they also won't go cancel it because it's only 10 bucks. So if you get your bank account charged every month for $30 for my plan, you're not even going to take it serious. Like it's just 30 bucks. You spend that going to Taco Bell with your family. But if I charge you $750 for 3 months, you're like, damn, I spent 750 bucks on this. I have to do it. And all of a sudden your life changed. Like if you guys ever pay attention out here to AID Remodeling, they're a construction company. He was my very first successful client, him and his wife. He was a normal construction worker when he came to me. He gained so much confidence, he opened up his own construction business, and I have screenshots and testimonials. I made him $160,000 in 3 months from networking with the people I knew, and he made $15 an hour.
Amazing.
Next level.
Just personal development and taking your life serious, man. I mean, you guys know how it is. Same thing with real estate. It's just a snowball effect. Like, your first house isn't going to make you that much, but then when you build a portfolio that's worth $8 to $10 million, all of a sudden you're like, wow, this is actually working. I mean, it's like your first investment is not going to make you a millionaire. And it's the same thing in personal development. Your first month isn't going to change your entire life. It's a lifelong lesson. Like, I can learn something from every one of you guys, even though I'm a personal development coach, just because you guys all have different life experiences. That's what people, like, they say I have a big ego because I stream on my phone, but most people have a big ego because they won't listen to the person around them. I'll talk to the dude that's homeless right now and ask him how he got homeless just so I never end up homeless.
I seen this video the other day, and it was a guy. I don't know if you guys have ever seen it, but it was a guy recording Elon Musk, and he was asking him about a rocket that he was building, and he mentioned something. He says, "Why don't you do it this way?" And you see Elon go, "Actually, that's a really good idea." Some random guy behind the camera probably knows nothing about not even near the level that Elon has in terms of the building rockets, and he took that advice. You know, you can gain tips and gain advice from so many different people and experiences. And a lot of people, the people that are on a lower tier, they don't take those experiences and conversations seriously because they think they're above. You know what I mean? You can learn from anybody at any time.
1,000%. And like, you just pick and choose what you want to listen to. Like, obviously, I wouldn't take financial advice. Like, I wouldn't take, like, this, the only thing that's bad about social media right now, you have like these 19-year-old kids coming on the phone. They're like, "I'm going to teach you how to make $10 million in real estate." And they have no real estate. They're just regurgitating what they heard Grant Cardone say. There's fitness guys on here all the time. It's like, "Hey, bro, I can help your business make this much money." I look at their profile, like, how are you going to help me? Like, do you have 30,000 people monthly? Because I'm like, we can get you 30,000 clients reoccurring. I'm like, do you have 30,000 clients right now? Well, no. Then how can you tell me you can do that for me if you've never done it for yourself? So, like, you just got to pick and choose what you listen to. But, like, you can get something from everyone as long. Like, don't listen to your drunk uncle about how to retire, really. But
So from what I'm hearing and learning, it's much more than fitness. Perry's Powerhouse Fitness, you really need to at least throw mindset onto the title there. Perry's Powerhouse Fitness and Success Mindset or something along those lines.
If you look at my Instagram, it says Mindset Fitness and Nutrition Coaching. Because, like, I just put fitness in my name because, like, I feel like fitness and discipline is the main bread and butter. But when you start calling yourself a mindset coach or a personal development coach, people start like, this guy seems like a scam. So, like,
fitness
brings them into the door, then they watch my content, and then when they reach out to me, eventually when I get, like, way, way bigger, I'm going to start, like, another $50 program to where, like, because, like, I'm getting so many people at this point. Like, I do, from Podmatch, I do, like, 6-7 podcasts a week, and then I do a lot of live, like, with bigger fitness influencers. I signed up so many people at this point, like, I have to start a lower ticket eventually to where, like, you just want a baseline fitness plan and nutrition plan where you'll pay me like $40 a month. And I'll just tell them, like, if you ever want to elevate your game next, this is what I do next. Because, like, I am getting to the point where I am extremely busy, so I am going to start a lower tier package. But when you pay for a higher tier, like, that, the reason I set that price range is I just kept moving my price range until I figured out something that made sense. And that $299 market or that $750 for 3 months is really where people hold themselves accountable. That's like enough money to, like, oh, I got to do this now.
Now, when you set your client up on a plan, are they checking in with you weekly, monthly? Are they sending you front and back photos and you're adjusting their diet plan from there? Or how does that look?
Yeah, I do all that. It's through a custom branded app. I mean, I use Trainerize, but it's branded through Perry's Powerhouse. So, like, when you log in and show my app and stuff, You check in with me every Sunday. You upload photos. You sync your MyFitnessPal with that so I can watch your food logs. And then you upload photos every Sunday and body measurements. And then we have a group call on Sundays where that's the real big bed and butter of the mindset thing. It's just like this. Everyone in the group comes in. And then the cool thing about group training, because people will be like, well, I don't think I'll get good results. Group training is hands down the best thing you could ever do. Like, if you guys ever did real estate coaching, it makes more sense to do group than one-on-one, because one, you don't have to weigh yourself down as much. And two, let's say JP had, let's say he had an opiate addiction, but I never had. And then there's another client asking how I would fix that. I'm like, well, JP, what did you do to do this? And now you're building a community that supports each other, because support is a big thing in losing weight. So if you have built a group to where they're pushing each other, like, it just, there's way more success in there. So they get an app, and then they can talk to me anytime personally if they ever have any questions. And then I'll make an adjustment. The only time I won't make adjustments, if I see they didn't do their food log, missed a couple of days, I'm like, I need at least four. I mean, you definitely know, since you prep for a show and stuff, it's like, if you have four missing days, I don't know what's wrong. You can, I mean, you can tell me you ate that. Cause they're like, well, I eyeballed it. Like, bro, you could be hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, thousands of calories off by eyeball easily.
When the student is ready, the teacher appears.
Yep. 1,000%.
And, you know, the folks, once the, you're there, it's no secret. You're just telling them what they need to do, but are they ready to do it? And when they are ready, that's when the magic happens, because you're providing them with the structure, the discipline, and they are coming to you saying, hey, I'm willing to be structured. I'm ready to be disciplined. And that's when the magic happens, man. I love it. All right. So let me have you touch on this. You're a huge influencer. So how did you become a level of influencer that you are? And tell us some of the famous folks that you've been rubbing some elbows with.
So a lot of it has to do with networking. I send out a lot of DMs. I send out a lot of emails. And within a lot, like today, before I got on this, I had a live interview with Clark Bartram. He's best friends with Mike O'Hearn. If anyone in the fitness industry knows, he's one of the mega people that's been in the fitness industry. He's one of the top people for decades. He's really good friends with CT Fletcher. CT Fletcher has gave me a shout out on his Instagram. I've networked with Stan Efferding, who created the vertical diet.
What's up, man? With, this is CT Fletcher, you big motherfuckers.
I love CT Fletcher. Like, he was, it's crazy. Like, he used to be my idol, and now I'm like networking with him. And then I've had dinner with Andy Frisella, which is one of the biggest supplement company owners on the planet. And then I met Birdman at that dinner, Wes Watson. If you guys ever saw Nick, the guy that has no arms and legs, that's a really big motivational speaker. I went to dinner with him for 2 hours straight, and his manager hired my videographer, and my video editor charges $450 a month. I got him 10 clients, and he's a 15-year-old kid. He started making $4,500 a month because of who I was rubbing elbows with. Like, all it takes is getting in one room. And then, like, I paid my business coach $12,000, right, for 6 months of business coaching. He makes $3 million a month. And people are like, you got scammed. You paid 12 grand, but you'll pay 50 grand to go to college to make $50,000 a year. Like, I make more money than I did at my six-figure corporate job. And all I did was pay 12 grand to learn out how to do it. That's all I paid. And he doesn't need no more money from me. He still checks in with me. He gives me shout outs on his Instagram. He has 500,000 followers. He's giving me one today, actually. And then I just say, like, let's say you guys are famous in the fitness world. I'm like, hey, my business coach is Wes Watson, blah, 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 blah. I've had conversations with Brad Lee, who has the biggest podcast out right now, which is Dropping Bombs. And I'm supposed to be on there eventually. We're just waiting on the schedule to get in there. And all I did was network. Like, I've talked to Greg Doucette through email. I've talked to Liver King. Like, as long as you go out there and you network, and you, but the thing is, you can't just be a basic fitness person. You have to have intestinal fortitude, and you have to have a story to tell, and you have to be captivating. Like, I make sure I'm captivating. I got a big ass red gorilla behind me that has a snarl. And like that, I know that will catch attention when people are scrolling on their feed. It's all about pattern disruption. So like, and then when you get into one room, you can get into 50 rooms. All you have to say is, here's a picture of me and Andy Frisella. I had dinner with them last night. Let's get on a podcast. Because that's how I got Clark Bartram. I'm like, hey, man, I've been on CT Fletcher's, and I know you're good friends with him, and I want to interview you. Because he just got diagnosed. He's 60 years old. He's a Marine Corps veteran. He's really big in the fitness industry, too. He just got diagnosed with prostate cancer. He's 60 years old, is still shredded, and he's still as positive as ever. You wouldn't even know the guy had cancer. And he just came on and told his story. And he's like, I love your energy. He's like, crazy thing is, I'm from Canton, and I'll be in Mansfield next week. Let's hit a workout together. So I get to go work out with some dude that I've always inspired to be like, because he's been ahead of me for so long. And now I'm collaborating, all because I sent a DM out. The thing is, sometimes you might not get through. Just move to the next one until you get someone that finally responds. And then the thing is, if they see you on one person's podcast, or they see you collab with someone, they're like, who is that? I got to collab with him since he did, because now he's going to be the next big thing and I got to beat the race. And then before you know it, like if you ever notice like one person when they start coming up in the influencer world, you start to see him collab with so many people. Like you'll see a new upcomer. He's always collabed with Mr. Beast because Mr. Beast is perfect at seeing who's coming next, snagging them, and then he shoots himself even further. And yep. That's just what you got to do in this life, man. You got to go out and take the shit. You don't ask for it.
You know, it really is like a small world. It's a small group of people once you're in there.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the same way with real estate investing. I mean, we're getting in these circles of folks, and you mentioned Cardone, and we're in with Cardone, and we're in with friends of Cardone and other folks all over the country who are other big players who we've met through our podcast and doing the same exact thing you're doing. We've kind of done it kind of unintentionally. So I could imagine, you know, how you're taking off because you're intentionally doing that. You know, so I think, yeah, I'm going to definitely take that lesson from you and be a little bit more intentional with that and try and get into those rooms and get into those networks, because it really is, even the real estate investing community, like I said, it's just a small tight-knit group. So it's pretty crazy.
And it just takes one day, bro, just one more extra connection. And like, dude, I have people in my lives that might only have like 5 followers. But the thing is, that's 5 more eyeballs that see me. And they're like, oh my God, I'm so grateful. Like, no, I'm grateful for you. I don't care how many followers you have, because I just told my story and you told your story to 5 more people. And then it's just a compounding thing. And like, they keep seeing your face over and over. And same thing in real estate. It is like everything, every niche is pretty small. Once you start to climb up, you see like it's like the same top 10, 15 people. And all it takes is one. You meet one of them, they introduce you to the next 14, and then it's off of the races. Like the amount of money you can get to invest in it. Like I don't really need to invest in anything because of mine, but the real estate is big. Like you guys get with Cardone, all of a sudden you're getting bigger investment deals and stuff because he can fund it. And I mean, he has competition too. I mean, he's a little sharp compared to like JP Morgan and all these crazy things up there.
Yeah, man.
But yeah.
It's
yeah.
nuts, man, what you can do with your life. And all it takes is like, you just got to, the biggest thing that people need to take away from this is you need to have a structured life if you want to have it successful. Like I've owned multiple businesses in Mansfield and I got bought out, but like they never made me any money because like I went into business with my friends and then like we like still partied and like didn't really take life serious. And then like it didn't really go as planned. So like I got bought out of them. Like I used to own a water mitigation company with one of my friends. And then I was a co-owner of a tattoo shop. And like when I was in it, like I started not focusing on what was actually making me the money, and it went backwards. Like people will say you need 7 streams of income, but that comes later. Like if you can just focus your life on investing in you, you can create those 7 streams of income later. And it'll pay you way more than a 401k ever.
That's right. Great advice. Great advice from my man, Kyle Perry. Perry's Powerhouse Fitness. Kyle, we are up over 30 minutes already, man. This has been a great conversation. Are there any final thoughts you want to leave us with, or any final thoughts from my fellas?
I just tell people if they're motivated right now, make sure like they pack their breakfast and lunch for tomorrow, or they start their, because motivation comes and goes. You might be motivated by listening to this right now, but 10 minutes from now, you're going to forget. So if you don't, fitness and weight loss is a very emotional state, or like personal development. If you don't start when you're in that emotional state, like, damn, I really need a change, it'll be too late. You'll be that next person that's like, oh, I'll start in the new year. And then you'll be that same person sharing that meme, like 2022 killed me, 2023 built me, 2024 is going to be the new me. But you've shared that meme 6 years in a row.
No doubt. Yeah. Time to make a change, folks. Time to make a change. Kyle, where can folks follow you on Instagram?
Everything's directly through my Instagram. It's just Perry's_powerhouse_fitness. I don't have a website. I don't have any closers. I don't have any setters. It's just me. If you follow me and message me, and you, even if you can't afford my coaching, if you feel lost or you need someone to vent to for 5 minutes, like that's what I'm here for. Like money at the end of the day is important, but at the same time, it's one more life saved or one more life pointed in a better direction is better than me making a couple $100.
Yeah.
And what I love about it, Kyle, and I appreciate you taking your time and coming on here, man, and just being able to have these two conversations with you that I have, man. I got a ton of admiration and inspiration from you, man. And I think the more that people listen to you, the better. And you say it very bluntly, which I think is perfect because some people need to hear it bluntly. They need to hear the honest truth. So, man, just keep doing what you're doing, brother. You're doing great things. I can't wait to see how much more you grow when you get down to Miami as well, man.
Thanks for having me. Your guys' energy, I think your guys is my favorite podcast I've been on because the energy at first when you guys were hooting and hollering was awesome. Like, I like people like that. Like, people think I'm a really serious person, but I have a lot of fun too. If you watch my Instagram stories, I'll be in Walmart and I'll scream, there's a killer behind me, and I'll run for my wife. Like, you still got to enjoy your life, man. Like, I love that shit. Just good energy, smiles, and just take your life serious, but have fun at the same time. And you can, it's endless on how far you can go.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man. Love it. All right. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you, Kyle Perry, for the time today. Please remember to like, subscribe, and share. And as always, remember the rules. Work hard, never give up, and dream huge. And let's take it out of here with some woos, too, as well. Let's get the guns up. Let's woo it out, JP. Woo! 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 All right. Thanks, yeah. Kyle. Appreciate you, buddy. Thank you, JP. Thank you, Mark Gray.
Thank you for listening to the Dream Huge podcast. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. For more inspiring content, follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Dream Huge Realty and on TikTok at Dream Huge Inc. Until next time.